Welcome to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm thrilled that you have joined me today. Now, what is radiance? Radiance is the electromagnetic projection of your body, mind, spirit, and energy, as well as other aspects of yourself, humming along just fine. How do we become radiant? Join the schoolofradiance.com membership for the cherry on top approach. How to enter a room and have people notice you at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons. Have them be attracted to your radiance. This will positively impact your personal and professional relationships and allow you to navigate life with greater ease, beauty, and radiance. This is where I share my behind-the-scenes body, mind, spirit, energy, and biohacking and detoxification practices that I don't share anywhere else. Join the membership at theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's live recording on the Rachel Varga podcast and also on the Rachel Varga official Facebook page and YouTube channel. Today, I am thrilled to talk about what is structured water, how can we mitigate EMFs in our home and in our office space to help create a happier and healthier household for ourselves and for our families, how we can get better energy, how we can sleep better, and how we can continue to evolve as humans to be able to counteract all of these different toxins and environmental stressors that do impact the way that our DNA expresses itself, which is something called epigenetics. So let me tell you a little bit about today's guest. I am actually a little bit kind of extra excited about this one because we're going to be diving into technology. And for all of you tuning in here, the Rachel Varga podcast is all about body, mind, spirit, energy optimization to bring forth a higher level of beauty and radiance. And yes, this does come from cultivated at home and also sometimes in clinic treatments to get our skin looking on point and also being able to tune our body so that we can continue to just do the work that we are here to do. So today we have joining us Yuri Kochar from Somavedic, and he is an endless optimist with a passion to build and grow projects with meaning. Right now, he's working on his dream project, which is called Somavedic, a frequency therapy device for home and office environments, harmonizing the negative effects of not only EMFs, but other things as well. Somavedic is helping people to have better sleep, more energy, mental clarity, and focus during the day with confirmed results from users and labs. And I just got to say, I also have a biofield detector behind me. I've done my own little at-home study with the impacts of the Somavedic on my personal biofield and everybody in my household. So I'm really excited to share those findings. So I just want to give a warm welcome to Yuri Kochar here. Yuri, it is a pleasure having you on, and tell us where you're tuning in from and a little bit about yourself and your work with Somavedic.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for having me, Rachel. I'm really excited for this conversation. So where to start? I mean, right now I'm in Prague. Somavedic is a Czech company established in 2011. That we have a various offices worldwide in San Francisco as well. And a little bit about me. I mean, since high school, I had some health problems, and the doctors were not able to help me. They just gave me pills, so I had start to do some studies and on my own. And eventually I was able to heal myself. And that changed something in me that I would like to help other people as well, especially with health and on a global scale. And many years after that, about 6 or 7, I stumbled upon Somavedic, which was around 2017. And when I heard stories, my friend telling me about it, I immediately connected that that's amazing. Like this is it. This is how I could see the potential, like how this device could help people on a global scale. So it was love at first sight, and since then I'm with Somovedic, and yeah, I couldn't be more happier and fulfilled with our mission and with the feedback from our customers worldwide.
And speaking of feedback, the small study that I've done on my household, I've been using the BioWell as a detector. I am a healthcare professional, so I do actually get access to some pretty sophisticated technology to actually do detection of my biofield, of my chakras, of some of the different health metrics. And if you're tuning in here, this isn't medical advice. This is educational purposes only, what we discuss in the episode today. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. And Yuri, your friend is the inventor of Somovedic. And I have a number of friends, we talked about this before we started recording, that have actually invented technology to help to promote our health and wellness and optimization. And sometimes that information comes about in really interesting, non-traditional ways. For example, when we think of Nikola Tesla and Albert Einstein and even Nassim Harim, who's the creator of the Arc Crystal. How did they come up with those mathematical equations? How did they come up with those theories? Sometimes they do come to us through via dreams or downloads or intuitive hits. So I would love for you to share the history of Somovedic and how your friend actually came to the conclusion of how to basically organize these semi-precious stones and also use this type of amplifier to then allow the energy to be expanded to about 100-foot radius. I do have the Somovedic sitting right behind me. And if you want to learn more about Somovedic, go to somovedic.com and use promo code Rachel10 for 10% off. But I would just love, Yuri, for you to just share how Somovedic came to be and really what is the company's mission?
Sure. So yeah, that's a bit similar story to mine. So the inventor of Somovedic, as you mentioned, a dear friend of mine now, Ivan Rybianski. So he was also struggling with his health around 35, 40. And he had different health problems with pancreas and lupus and everything. And again, the doctors just gave him pills. And so he started to study Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine and the different healing properties of precious stones and minerals. And he was also able to basically heal himself. Then, thanks to that, then he started to help others. Everything was working. And during that time, he had some things happened in his life, and he started to astral travel. So out of body experiences and everything. And it was around that time when he was playing with the idea of a device that would combine what he's learned and what was his experience and how to put that the nature and healing properties of nature into a device. So this was the first initiation of how he was thinking about it and what happened. And a few months after that, it was actually April 1st, 2011. So in few days, we are celebrating the 10th anniversary. So it was then when the very first Somovedic was born.
That's wonderful. And sometimes when new technology comes to be and we don't necessarily understand it, we tend to kind of brush it under the rug. But sometimes there just is technology that comes to be that, you know, our minds just can't quite grasp. And that's okay. But all we really care about is if the technology has measurable impacts on, say, for example, the structure of the water that's inside us. And yes, I do drink structured water. I have my Somovetic behind me. I have two jars of water in glass actually charging as we speak. And I'm a huge fan of structuring water. So this is basically my understanding of the key way that the Somovetic helps us is to structure water. And if you're like, what is structured water? Well, we're going to have Yuri explain this to us, because basically we are bags of water. So if we are in an environment that is conducive to the water in us to be able to behave optimally, that's going to give us the best shot possible to mitigate the EMF impacts around us. So Yuri, what is structured water and why is it important to drink structured water?
Yes, so I'll answer that question. But first, I would like to explain, because that ties into the structured water, how Somovetic actually works. So as we mentioned, the core of the Somovetic, we call it the heart. It's a combination of various precious stones and minerals and precious metals like gold, platinum, palladium, silver, copper. And together with different energy amplifiers. So this mix and combination is creating a coherent field around the device. So, you know, you can think of it as a Wi-Fi router, but in a good way. So it's emitting a field, creating a coherent field where our bodies, from the feedback we have and from the labs, where our bodies are regenerating faster. So this field then has is actively affecting our bodies, our cells, our biomarkers. And getting back to the question of the water, so the same way how it's affecting our bodies and cells, the same way it's affecting the water that is in its reach. So it's the energy or vibration of the precious stones and minerals that are inside that are structuring the water. So then the way how to do it ideally is just to put a jug of water next to the Somovetic, exactly, and you keep it there for 15-20 minutes and it's structured, harmonized. And the way usually you can tell is that the taste is different. It's more smooth, more silky. You can just feel it, and a lot of people are able to feel it. And why it is important is that inside of our cells, there is only structured water. So our body has only structured water inside. So when we drink structured water, it's the most bioavailable type of water we can get. And I can give you an example it's a feedback that we get a lot, especially with women. So a friend of mine, she used to drink, or actually she's a colleague now. She used to drink a gallon of water a day, and she used to suffer from headaches and migraines. So we gave her Somovetic, and after a week, she said that, you know, like, Yuri, I'm drinking half of the water I used to drink, and I don't feel thirsty anymore. Previously, I was drinking a gallon of water a day and I was still thirsty. Now I'm drinking half of it and I don't feel thirsty. And I don't suffer from migraines and headaches anymore. So which is the connection to, you know, like hydration. When you are dehydrated, you get more. Yeah, there's a higher chance of migraines and headaches and everything. So this is one of the most important things or properties of structured water, is it's providing better energy and hydration for the body than the unstructured water that is in plastic bottles or tap waters. And where we can find structured water in nature, of course, it's in flowing rivers, for example. So there is structured water. But that's about the only place. Then, of course, there are the devices that can structured water, just like somovetic.
I actually get into free-flowing water as often as I can. On 2 days ago, I was actually getting my cold water therapy in a free-flowing waterfall. So just to kind of expand on what you mentioned is that when water comes into our home, it's going through plastic pipes. Who knows what the heck's in that? Things are added to mitigate the microbes and bacteria that can accumulate in there. There could be some rusty pipes, but the water is going through 90 degree turns. So the structure of the water is changing as opposed to being in that free flowing environment, which is really key. So when you think of, say, for example, that diagram of the oxygen, like the ball, and then the two lines going to the hydrogen, there is then going to be an organization of that water molecule to other water molecules. So depending on the ionic interactions between those molecules, there will be a different structure to it. So some will be more cohesive and some will be less cohesive. And I am actually going to be doing my own Petri study dish using an electron microscope and actually looking at structured water and non-structured water. So is there anything you'd like to elaborate on under helping us understand what structured water is?
Yes. So if you enter, like if you Google structured water, you would see there these beautiful crystals of water. They look like snowflakes. They have very nice shapes, various shapes. And the scientist that brought this to mainstream was the Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto, that showed us how emotions, how water is responding to our emotions. So this is an interesting thought, because when you think of that our body is more than 70% of water, then, you know, when we are in certain states of emotions, it's hugely affecting like everything in all the organs in our body. So Masaru Emoto showed to the world the impact of emotions on water. And as I mentioned previously, it's especially like nowadays, it's important to drink the best quality water there you can get. And it's the structured water. And one interesting tip for anybody out there, you can actually like structured water by yourself. You don't need any device to do that, but you just need time and focus. And then, you know, like when you put like water into a glass, you just hold it and sending their nice thoughts, it will be structured, then you can drink it. So it's similar, but you know, not everybody has the time to do that. So that's just on the side note, if somebody would like to experiment with it.
I love that you mentioned that. And something, yes, as simple as when you're about to take your water, just send good intentions to it. So for example, like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, those are all great intentions to put on your water. So say you don't have the funds to pick up a somovetic or get yourself an art crystal, you can do that. It really, you know, the power of intention is quite strong, not to mention the hormonal cascade that you're going to be giving yourself when you actually just start to do something as simple as that. I really feel like another thing to be aware of is if you check out the Art Crystals website, ARK, you can see some of their studies that looked at, you know, how plants grow much better with structured water, right? And again, it's just a more bioavailable form of water when we're thinking of nootropics, when we're thinking of nutraceuticals and peptides. What we care is if those ingredients are actually making their way into the cell to do things. The same thing goes with topical skincare as well. We want those ingredients like hyaluronic acid, like copper peptides, like retinol to actually get into the cell. So Yuri, what are some of your top tips of EMF mitigation in home and also in office, or say when we're kind of on the go and we're in the car and cars are full of Bluetooth right now with our homes. We have Bluetooth printers, we have Bluetooth headsets, we got Bluetooth speakers. So what are some of your tips for people to do to limit their EMF?
Yeah, so there is, there is certain things you can do. Of course, you can't turn off like a BTS tower or 5G tower that is around you or your neighbor's Wi-Fis, or when you are in the office environment and there are like too many Wi-Fis. But at home, of course, you can use like a wire cable for the internet. You can, if you go to sleep, I mean, you can leave out the phone, like not putting it in your bedroom. And if you have to, then putting it on a flight mode. When traveling, don't use like Bluetooth headphones, you know, and wireless like printers, because it's, you know, like it's everywhere. So why adding even more to that? And so a good thing, and it's a basically like a nice thing to do, is grounding. So that helps, you know, to get rid of the charge on your body. So all you need to do just like be barefoot and be on like step on the ground, and in that first second, you're like the charge is released to the ground. So that's one of the things, and yeah, I mean, this is of course, yeah, I mean, this is just that's coming to my mind right now. Yeah,
and if you are kind of like skeptical about all this stuff, SomaVedic, actually on your website, somavedic.com, you have a science tab, and you actually show an electron microscope slide of a live blood cell analysis. And what that shows is just less gluing of the red blood cells. So in an ungrounded individual, the red blood cells are sticking together and they're kind of like clumped together. So your red blood cells aren't going to be flowing through your vessels as well. And then when the individual is grounded, then the red blood cells are more evenly spaced apart and all of that, which is very interesting. So what are some of the top five benefits of using the SomaVedic in the home?
Yeah, so you already, it's not a benefit. The first thing I will mention is not a benefit, but it's an interesting thing. And you mentioned that with the arc crystal, with the plants. So we don't have studies on that, but we have quite some testimonials, of course, again, from women, because they are taking care of their plants, that their plants grow faster and are bigger. And even we got it even from one of our advisors from Silicon Valley. Then he sent me a photo like, Yuri, like our plants, that their leaves are four times bigger than they used to be. And one very funny story with the same advisor, that he had a parrot, you know, like without feathers. For the last 5 years, and he had a SomaVedic, excuse me, for about 2 months, and he said that within the 2 months the feather grew back, and he was quite amazed by it, because he said, like, you know, we were so used to it that it doesn't have any feather for the last 5 years, and all of a sudden, just in 2 months, everything was back. And unfortunately, then he flew away, and then they were quite sad, because, you know, they were used to that he's just running around. But this is showing, you know, when somebody will tell you know, it's just a placebo, but the animals and plants, they don't know like the placebo. And we have quite some feedback on pets and then plants as well. So, and in terms of the benefits of SomaVedic, so The top five, the most common would be improved sleep, the quality and length of sleep. And we have this, you know, we have various people sending us screenshots of their Oura Ring measurement, the HRV levels and everything. So the sleep, the energy level. Yes.
Quick question, Yura. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that the Soma Vedic impacts heart rate variability? And also if you can expand on your understanding of heart rate variability as well, because I feel like this is a topic that people don't really understand much about. We understand heart rate, but what's heart rate variability and why does it matter?
Yes. So, so as I said previously, the Soma Vedic is creating this coherent field where the body can regenerate itself. So it's actually the Soma Vedic is supporting the body to do the regeneration and healing, but it's the body that is doing the actual work. So when the body is in that field, in that space, it's the various biomarkers are improving. So we don't know like precisely what is impacting the heart rate variability, but you know it's what is making it lower. It's the you know EMF, the stress levels, like because the HRV is sort of a mirror of your like physical and psychological well-being in a high level, like this would be the HRV is mirroring this. So once the HRV is growing, which is good, that means that your body is in a better condition. So and why I was mentioning the HRV and the self-healing properties, because we have also a study that is showing that 12 people took part in it, but that is showing that with 7 people with high blood pressure, during the 4 weeks, the blood pressure got lower, and with 2 of them, the blood pressure got higher, but they were suffering from, they had low blood pressure. Those two. So it actually normalized. So when you have high, it goes low. So this is again, you know, when we measure sleep, blood pressure, and people feel like relaxed. So the connection we see there is that, you know, that restorative space that it is creating. So because everybody has different, you know, like issues, so it's working differently on everybody, and you name it. Like, so getting back to the benefits would be sleep, energy levels during the day, because that was mine strongest experience when I had some of it in work. Because when you go to work and you are used to, you know, you come into work, then you leave at around 5, 6, or 7. You know, you don't notice because you are not thinking about it that much, but you know your energy levels. So, and then I brought some of it to my office, and the same day when I was leaving, I realized like, oh my God, I have so much more energy. And then you notice the difference because you are just living in it. But once you can feel the difference, you experience the difference, like then you can really tell. So sleep, energy levels, headaches with women, and especially with them, and feelings of calmness and relaxation. So this would be the most common feedback that we get from our customers.
It's actually really difficult for me to sit here for this interview because I have so much energy. I feel like I just want to go outside and, you know, go hike up the mountain. I'm not even kidding you. I really actually notice the energy improvement from having the Soma Vedic in my home, especially having it on while I sleep. Can you tell us a little bit about the detox process with the SomaVedic? Because I've heard a lot of people talk about this when they first start using it.
Yes, it's interesting that you are asking this, because if you wouldn't, I would follow up with this, because yes, there are, of course, like benefits. But the first hours or days when you turn the SomaVedic on, your body is all of a sudden has like much more energy to regenerate and detox itself. So you might, you know, feel dizzy or have headaches, or you have to run like four times a day to toilet. Like it's really different with everybody, and or you can just feel tired. Everybody is about 20 to 30% of people are experiencing this. It's normal thing. Like this, it's good actually that you can see and feel the difference, that it's actually really, really doing something. So, and it's just temporary. And for example, just a few days ago, we moved to a new house, the one that I'm like in right now. And it was very interesting when I plugged in my three SomaVedics, because I was living here for about 4 days, and after 4 days, I plugged them in, and it was really interesting, the immediate reaction that my body had to it. So I was again, like, my jaw was buzzing a bit, like with electricity. My head was, not spinning, but I could feel some kind of tension in my head and in my chest. It was not like unpleasant, but it was there. And it was just a few seconds after I turned on the SomaVedics. And this was very similar to the like 4 or 5 years ago when I turned on the very first SomaVedic in my previous home. So yes, even my body that is used to the energy, when I switch the environment and live there for a few days and then turn the SomaVedics on, even I could feel that. So yeah, it's just a natural process.
So I've actually been able to measure the human biofield of, you know, everybody in my house. So I've done a small study on 5 individuals, and 4 to 5 of us within 90 minutes of exposure to having the SomaVedic running had a, you know, couple of percent increase in their actual joules energy output of their biofield, which is really important to understand how quickly the changes can kind of happen when you start to have these types of devices running in your home. So quick question, Yuri, how did you determine the 100-foot radius of efficacy where the SomaVedic is placed?
Yes, so this... So there are not that many devices that can measure SomaVedic. It's direct effects, because I mean you can measure it via biomarkers, but you are not measuring the SomaVedic, but the change in our biology. But what you can do with, for example, bioresonance devices that are quite widespread in Europe, but of course they are in the US as well, in San Francisco and LA and New York. So you can measure the effects of SomaVedic up to different range. So this is with these devices we were measuring the range of the SomaVedic, and then another way how we were measuring it, and this goes way back when the very, very first SomaVedic was born, when like Ivan was playing with this idea and had this like sort of download and became very intuitive. He knew another 5 very intuitive people when he was putting together the first SomaVedic. It was also like an R&D process. Like research and development, but a bit different. So when all 5 of them agree that well, not agreed because they didn't know about each other. He wanted to keep it like, yeah, like what's the feedback from each individual. So this way he was testing like if it's a good way, I mean, with the first prototype, what needs to be improved, what's the range. And yeah, so all of them basically agreed on this range. And then we were able later, we were able to measure it.
So my understanding is that it's not about blocking EMF in our home. Like, good luck trying to do that. You can turn your router off at night. Quick little tip, throw a Christmas light timer on your router to turn it off while you're sleeping. But there's so many gimmicks out there that reduce EMF with this little sticker you can put on your cell phone and your laptop. I really don't think that those things work. I think that they're really just kind of a bit of a gimmicky money grab. Sure, there could be some, you know, information available on things that you can put your cell phone in, but I really like the idea of using the SomaVedic to reduce the impacts of EMF on our actual physiology via the mechanism of structuring the water that we drink and also helping to optimize the structuring of our cells. And I didn't say ourselves, I said our cells and the ionic implications. So would you agree with that, that it's not about killing the EMF in your home? I mean, obviously we need to work with technologies, but would you agree that it's more about how we can impact and support our physiology to mitigate EMF implications?
Yes, for sure. And this is an important question or topic that we didn't like mention before, that yes, SomaVedic is not blocking the EMFs. I mean, we do love technology. We do like to like use it, but you know, like what is too much is too much, especially with the 5G and everything. So, yes, do all the tips that can lower your all the things that can lower your exposure to EMF, like turning off the Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, like you name it. And of course, then using some kind of like using, for example, like SomaVedic to create that even improve the environment. So and yes, as you said, with the various stickers, from the way how I understand from my perspective how things are working, in order for the stickers to work, they would have to radiate something or block something. So, and I'm not really sure how that would work. I mean, if somebody would be able to come up with such a thing, I mean, that would be great. But we have different technologies like SomaVedic that is helping and is showing like great results with the labs and with customers as well. So yes, it's not that you have to go all in with the blocking. It's actually not even possible nowadays.
Yeah, especially with Elon Musk's new internet that's going to be deployed in time. Starlink, we're going to be getting the satellites dropping Wi-Fi and EMF everywhere on the planet. There actually won't be kind of like a safe zone, unfortunately. So tell us a little bit about how people can learn more about EMF, SomaVedic and the impacts on our physiology, your science tab. Just take a second to highlight that and also where they can get their EMF or sorry, their where they can get their SomaVedic device.
Yes, sure. So people can find all of the information on somavedic.com or on our Instagram page, SomaVedic International. There on the webpage somavedic.com, there is the science section where we have published the most recent study from Germany that is actually showing improved regeneration of cells when there's a SomaVedic around. So they were doing this experiment with the where they blocked out the EMF. Then it was like normal environment with EMF and then normal environment with the Somovetic. And it turned out that the speed of regeneration of cells was improved when the Somovetic is around. So you can find all of that in on the top menu in the science section. You can find all the testimonials there. And one important thing I would say to mention is that we offer a 60-day money-back guarantee, because the Somovetic is not, you know, something that you would plug in and like all of a sudden your life would change and you will feel like buzzed and hype and everything, which some people do, but it's not the one pill solution. Like, you have to approach your state of wellness like holistically, like everything: nutrition, mindfulness, exercising, EMF, like everything. And Somovetic has its part there. But it's very subtle. It's very subtle, but it's working.
I would say it's actually not subtle for me.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a, you know, crazy amount of energy from it. Like I said, I was able to see really quickly in my biofield and everybody in my home, 4 out of 5 of us had an improvement in our energy output scores, which is pretty cool, and a balancing, which is great. So I'm going to be actually sending you my data. I'm going to be actually researching a couple of households. I'm going to be doing some electron microscope lab work too. So you guys can definitely share some of my stuff too. I'm a researcher as well. So by the way, if you guys are like, okay, which Somovetic should I look at? I personally have purchased myself, just so you know, I purchased it myself. I wasn't given this to me. This is something I'm really interested in. And I like the Green Medic Ultra, and use promo code Rachel10 for 10% off of your order at somovetic.com. And Yuri, do you have any closing remarks for us today here?
I just hope that you found some valuable information in our interview. If there's anything you would like to know about Somovetic or EMF or anything, even personal questions, you can reach out to me at hello@somovetic.com, and I'll do my best to answer.
And I just wanted to share with everybody, if you're kind of like, what is the structured water? It does sometimes take a little bit of time to understand. So don't beat yourself up if you're like, what is structured water? How does that work with us? But I do encourage you to start by looking at the science page on the somovetic.com website to give you a little bit of some more information on that as well. So thank you everybody for tuning in today right here on the Rachel Varga podcast. It's been a pleasure having you here, Yuri from Somovetic. And be sure to subscribe on the YouTube channel and on the podcast. Hit the bell notification on Facebook and YouTube as well, so that you know when I go live next. Feel free to reach out, send me a direct email, info@rachelvarga.ca, and learn about how I can help you optimize what you do at home and in clinic at rachelvarga.ca, where I do have one-on-one sessions currently available. Thank you so much, Yuri, for joining us all the way from Czech Republic to talk all about Somovetic today.
Thank you, Rachel.